Most of the recent biographical dramas and musicals have presented stories about famous politicians like Alexander Hamilton and Lyndon Johnson, famous performers like Tina Turner and The Temptations. But theater critic Michael Bourne enjoyed a new play about famous scientists.
I almost missed one of the best plays of this very busy season, and I'm sorry it's actually closing after two performances today and a matinee tomorrow. The Half-Life of Marie Curie, written by Lauren Gunderson, is somewhat ironically titled. Half about the scientific life of Marie Curie, but also half about the personal life and the troubles that affected her scientific life. Marie Curie was awarded the Nobel Prize twice, one prize in physics for discovering radium, one prize in chemistry for discovering polonium. Marie coined the word radioactivity, but the almost entirely male scientific community resisted honoring or even listening to a female scientist, and the not noble Nobel men did not want Marie to appear at the ceremony to accept her second Nobel, as she was involved in a scandalous love affair. Francesca Ferradani plays Marie, and in the opening monologue explains the physics of her life compellingly and charmingly. She escapes the scandal with her friend, Erta Ayrton, also a brilliant scientist who faced and overcame the repression of men. Erta was an electrical engineer, an inventor, a mathematical genius, and a suffragist allied with Mrs. Pankhurst. She lived long enough to vote. Kate Mulgrew plays Erta as a life force. When her abilities are questioned, she answers that she's a scientist and a mother of two. She can do anything. Gunderson's play is very emotional about Marie's troubles, but also witty, almost as a defense against ignorance. It's especially enlightening about two women I wanted to know more about, two women who triumphed in their work against all odds. The Half-Life of Marie Curie closes this weekend at the Minetta Lane Theater, but it's a production of Audible Theater, and an audio version can be heard now at the Audible website. I'm Michael Bourne.